What my parents would do is they would actually get a ton of cash ready because they need to give red packets, right? And usually the banks, they will run out of cash really, well, not run out of cash, but a lot of people will go and get cash.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, fellow friends.
Aloha, family. Welcome back to our new episode here of our DT Talks podcast, season 3. How are you feeling, Deidre?
It's funny. I greeted with aloha, friends, and you finished it with aloha, family.
Hey, that's how it should be, you know. Everyone's a friend and family for sure.
Of course. Terrell, I actually have an interesting story to tell you, like really, really briefly. You know how in Malaysia, we have this lockdown going on, right?
Of course.
So people always order food delivery. I still go to the office and I order food delivery, of course. Here I am ordering my food for lunch hour. Of course, the driver calls me because he cannot find where my office is. So I lead him to where it is.
Okay.
He comes. I give him the money for the food. He gives me the food. I go back upstairs. And then a minute later, he calls me and he's like, can I WhatsApp you? You know WhatsApp, yeah?
Yeah. Of course.
WhatsApp.
I mean, not everyone knows, but go on.
Yes. So he's like, can I WhatsApp you? So I was like thinking, is there a problem with my order? So I said, yeah, sure. And then he WhatsApps me and he's like, hi, I just want to get to know you. Are you married? And I was like, oh my gosh.
What a subtle way to flirt. Is it even flirting?
Dude, I just wanted my food. I didn't want this. I will continue what happens to that in next week's episode, guys.
Okay, yeah, just a small, you know, mini episode. I mean,
be careful when you buy food deliveries, okay?
Definitely, yeah. Well, now we know what happened to Deidre. Let's go to the news. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
We love our Uncle Taro, huh?
Ah, yes. Uncle Taro almost retired because I don't feel like continue. But today, I just want to say all the good news so that people not only be entertained, but also can become very more positive and more active. This news this week is very interesting because in the goodnewsnetwork.org, it says here, what's the key to raising confident kids? Here's what the majority of parents say. 82% of parents are making a daily concerted effort to raise their children to be confident, according to a new survey. A poll of 1,000 parents of school-aged children found 47% said they make sure they themselves are a good example of confidence for their children. Let me give you some statistics so that you can know how these kids become more confident, okay?
Because I've got to pull out the numbers.
Yes. Okay, the first number, 54% inspire confidence in their kids by allowing them to do things themselves.
Oh, so
it's very important to let your own kids do their thing and don't prevent them from doing whatever they want. If not, they will become less confident. Uncle Taro was raised up with a very, very strict family. Also, what also cannot do? We at home always do chore, always sweep the floor, always clean the clothes, no time to play sometimes.
Aww.
And then make Uncle Taro less confident. Uncle Taro now confident because I speak in podcasts, but back then, less confident.
I thought it was because of the MSG, you know.
Back then, MSG didn't exist yet because MSG very expensive. Now very cheap and then very easy to invest.
Oh, okay.
The next statistic is upon seeing their children show confidence for the first time, 62% found themselves incredibly happy, while 47% couldn't help but be proud parents. So you have to understand that if you want your children to be very confident, you have to let them do the things they like to do. And not only that, but to be there for them.
Oh. Uncle Taro has no kids, but he's giving all these advices to me.
Uncle Taro, hope one day can get married and have many, many kids, but I think Uncle Taro too old, even no chance to become sugar daddy.
Okay, that's a disturbing thought.
But Uncle Taro don't like this practice. Uncle Taro likes to have like normal marriage, okay? Traditional marriage is easier. Mm. And then Uncle Taro can teach children to be more confident. Don't have to clean house. Do whatever you want. And then you do whatever you want, you can get kicked out of the house. And then don't come back anymore.
All right.
Okay, I will close in the last quote of the article. Quote, when a child is closely connected to their parent, the security they feel enables them to push beyond their comfort zone. This allows children to give in to their natural sense of curiosity, explore and learn. Okay, that is the biggest advice out of the article. Please let your children do the things that they need to do because they can grow and then they will take care of you more easily. You know, if you chase them out, prevent them from doing whatever they want, they will not own you anymore. Instead of you disowning them, they will disown you. Okay?
Ooh. Mic drop from Uncle Taro.
Yes, always remember to teach them with love so that they can love you back also. Uncle Taro has no experience, but Uncle Taro can give you this understanding. This is all the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidre.
Alrighty, Uncle Taro. Those are some very good news you shared with us. I'm sure we all will appreciate it. We all love our Uncle Taro, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let's get into our topic. Let's introduce our guest joining us for this episode.
Yes, we have our wonderful friend here today. He's really special. He's a great friend of mine. He's all the way from Hong Kong. He's very handsome, very smart. he's already laughing, but... well, let us introduce our wonderful friend here, Enoch.
Hello guys. Yay. My name is Enoch. Nice to meet you all.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Yes, where are you from, what you do, and why are you here at school, I guess?
Okay, sure. Yeah, my full name is Enoch Koa Shek and I am from Hong Kong. I was born here in Hawaii, but I was raised in Hong Kong, and I'm studying TESOL education here at BYU Hawaii, and yeah, hopefully I can go back to Hong Kong and be an English teacher back
home. Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a hard job to do, honestly, becoming a teacher.
not easy.
I like it.
Sure.
I enjoy
it. Wonderful. That's all you need to know. You know, if you ever need lessons, just, I guess, contact Enoch.
Yeah.
He'll teach you English.
With a small fee.
Of course. With his own business.
Well, we're glad to have you, Enoch, especially for this episode.
Thank you,
Deidre. How are you feeling, honestly?
Honestly, I'm feeling a little bit nervous, but I'm actually really excited because this is my first time being in a podcast. So.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I've never been in a podcast before. So I was really happy when Terrell invited me over, and yeah.
Well,
thank you, guys.
You're such an expertise in speaking, so that's why I picked you. And also because it's a special episode today, but we'll get along.
Yes.
Get into that very soon.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Excited.
So since we're getting to know you, let's start off with some would you rather question.
That's a segment of questions that we're going to ask, and it's going to be based on Chinese New Year.
Ooh.
Okay. But before we get into more details into that, let's start with the first, would you rather. Would you rather listen to an annoying laugh for a whole day or listen to people complain the whole day?
Wow, that's a good question. I think I would rather listen to an annoying laugh for a whole day.
Oh,
okay. I don't like people complaining the whole day. Like, that really annoys me. Even more annoying than a laugh, like annoying laugh.
Mm. Fair point, I guess.
I can't imagine, especially if you go to like any parties or whatever and you have both people complaining and annoying laughs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Yeah.
Would you rather be stuck in the airport during Chinese New Year or get lost during Chinese New Year?
Oh, I would definitely get lost in Chinese New Year because getting lost in Chinese New Year, there's a like during Chinese New Year, especially in Hong Kong, there's a lot of stuff that you can do. And I would really want to like enjoy like the culture, the people, and see, kind of absorb what people are doing in Chinese New Year. So,
fair point.
Yeah. Mm, nice. Nice. We should all go to Hong Kong during Chinese New Year.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really lively. I've never been to Hong Kong, but... Oh, actually, yeah, I've been to when I was like really, really young.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. I just remember I went to Disneyland. And that's in Hong Kong.
Oh,
yeah, in Hong Kong,
okay.
Yeah. That's the only memory I have, and that's the only thing that I know.
Well, there's a lot more to see, for
I'm sure.
Sure,
yeah. Oh, you were going to say something, Deidre?
No, I was just thinking of the food.
Of course, the food.
The food is the best.
I'm all about the food, yes. Oh,
definitely, yeah. Would you rather be a kid or a grandparent during the holidays? More specifically, during Chinese New Year.
During Chinese New Year. Of course, being a kid. Of course, that's an easy, that's a so easy
And all the
question.
Red packets.
Yeah, so every time whenever we have Chinese New Year, as kids, we will go to our grandparents or our parents and we'll ask them for red packets. And, and yeah, those red packets, they usually put money inside. So yeah, it's always good to be a child when you're when you're in Chinese New Year.
Oh yeah, definitely. For sure.
Yes. Okay, so next question. Would you rather go to a party every night or be alone on the island for a week?
Ooh, okay. I guess that really depends on my mood. But for now, it would be going to a party every night. I'm a more social person. I really like to be around people and talking to people, having a good time with other people. Being alone in an island, that would be okay, but I prefer being social and like, yeah, going to parties and stuff.
Nice.
Yes. And I didn't hearing know. Annoying laughs in the parties.
Yeah, and that. I didn't know Enoch was such a social person, but now we know, guys.
There we go.
If you want to party, go hang out with
Enoch. Yep, you know who to find. All right, last would you rather question. Would you rather invent a holiday or remove a holiday?
Ooh. Invent or remove? Probably invent a holiday.
Okay, what would you invent and why?
That's a good
question. Second Chinese New Year?
Second Chinese New Year.
Because you can double your red packets.
Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
Dang,
that's
dang,
a good
dang.
Idea.
Yeah.
Worst marketing strategy, but okay.
Yeah, you can get more money. Yeah, maybe I would have like a festival, like a music holiday.
Oh,
like a day where like people,
yes.
You can like... sing, play
enjoy
music,
that,
enjoy, yeah. And you don't have to worry about work or doing all that kind of schoolwork.
Oh, I
yeah.
second that holiday.
So, yeah, music holiday.
Yeah, well, just so you guys know, Enoch's a great guitarist, great singer, and a great pianist also.
Oh, no,
putting
no.
him out there.
Nice
yes, that's why he wants to have a music festival or like a holiday specifically for that, so that all of us, I guess, can play and sing music. So.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Nice. All right, so those were good would you rather questions, don't you think so?
Yeah, I think
totally.
It was.
Totally.
Yeah,
really good.
Well,
no, I think we really got to know Enoch better, especially knowing that he is a musician. He doesn't like people who complain. He wants to invent a holiday guy. So pretty sure he's a really fun person to hang out with, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I second that because I hung out with him a lot.
All right, so... celebration time, guys. Woo! We love celebration. We are excited because this episode, we're talking about Chinese New Year because it's just around the corner.
Yeah, literally, it's in 2 weeks in Malaysia. Oh, actually, I was about to say Malaysia, but it's all around the world in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited to.
Me too.
I mean,
super
like, we're living here in Hawaii, but where we can't do much, but still. Yeah. We can
can't do much.
Uh-huh. We can still have food. That's the point anyways of Chinese New Year sometimes.
I know, right? It's all about the food. Yeah. Wait, okay, so when exactly is Chinese New Year this year?
That's a really good question. So every year, it's like a different day. And it really depends on the Lunar New Year, like the New Year Lunar calendar. So I would say we would have to check, I think. It's probably the first week of February. Or actually the second week.
Well, we just looked it up. That's why Enoch just gave his answer.
Yeah, so it changes every year, huh?
Yes. And just, I don't know how long is the Chinese calendar, but I just know every single year, it either falls on the end of January or it falls on the first few weeks of February. Usually on the 12th for February.
Wait, and then this year is the year of the what animal?
Year of the ox. Or in Malaysia terms, a cow. Or in Chinese, yeah, it means cow, right?
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Yeah, so I'm that year. I'm born.
Oh, you're really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're 24. I did not know
that. Yeah, exactly. So 24 years ago, it was the year of the ox as well. So if you guys don't know.
Yeah. So every 12 years, right? The zodiac.
Will be the, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll repeat. The similar ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I only know I'm the year of the dog.
I'm the year of the tiger.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wait, do you guys know like the traits for each of these animals?
Bruh, if I know, I'm a pro, but Inek might know. Yeah.
I'm actually not quite sure. I read about it before in a newspaper, but I forgot about it.
Okay, yeah. So actually, I don't even know. I don't even remember. I mean, we can look it up now. What the year of the ox mean? Really
you
quickly.
Can. I remember though, when I was back in Hawaii, I was working at the academic multimedia lab, yeah?
Yeah.
None of my coworkers are Asian. I was the only Asian. And when we were bored, we would look up zodiacs or horoscopes. We were like, hey, let's check for the Chinese zodiac. So we were checking and I was like, oh, I'm the year of the dog. And I still remember to this day the characteristics, guys.
Really?
That's yes. Good. The year of the dog, you know what we are? We are faithful people.
Wow. Loyal and faithful.
Cool. Perfect personality right. For you.
That one I remember. And I know that we know how to keep secrets.
Okay.
We like to inspire people. Uh-huh.
Ooh, interesting.
Very interesting.
I forgot which site we read that off, but yeah.
Reliable or not, I'm sure it suits who you are sometimes, I guess.
Wow, sometimes.
I mean, sometimes it might not be true, you know, personality changes and all that. But this is a way for us to see if we are this kind of person, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's actually quite fun to actually read all those. I like.
Yeah, I agree with that. It gives you a lot of curiosity to just know what it is.
Yeah, and sometimes you guys look it feels up like yours? It's true. I did. So for Tiger, it says brave, competitive, unpredictable, and confident.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Wow.
I'm not sure if I'm very competitive. Maybe not. But yeah, I can see some of it inside.
Well, for the ones who are the year of the tiger, well, that's how we know that you are very competitive.
And then what about you, Terrell, the year of the ox?
Okay, it says here, people born in the year of the ox are strong, reliable, fair, and conscientious. Conscientious. Inspiring confidence in others. So I can see that in myself.
Yeah, you're doing it right now.
So. Yeah, like for the podcast especially.
Yeah.
It adds, they are also calm, patient, methodical, and can be trusted.
Very good.
You know, that guess, really explains who I am. That's why...
yep.
That's why
don't
the ox.
Change, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, if I don't change. And that's why the ox is number two, you know? It's patient enough to let the rat win. And Zodiac story.
He's dissing on the rats. Oh my gosh. I wonder what our listeners will do. They'll probably all check their own zodiac.
Yeah. We recommend you to check it out and see if you are one of the zodiac animals. Part of Chinese New
Year. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, of course.
See what kind of personality you have.
Yes, yes. That'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree.
Perhaps, of course, there's many of our listeners who have not heard about Chinese New Year, and we'll definitely get more into that, especially with Inek around. We'll be asking more. We also want to share some audio clips from our friends to hear what they have to say about Chinese New Year,
Yes, and then we'll just turn to this segment right now and hear what everyone has to say about Chinese New Year. Here we go!
Well, actually, I didn't even know about the Chinese New Year before I came to BYU age. But then when I got here, that's when I know a little about it. And to me, the Chinese New Year is a big festival that they get to celebrate every year to commemorate the beginning of a new year according to their traditional calendar. For me, it's really interesting because the way they celebrate it is more like a cultural event, which is really unique and special.
Yes, I have heard of Chinese New Year. In Malaysia, it is one of the common festivals we celebrate as a country despite the presence of different races. So what I know about Chinese New Year is that it is an important festival to the Chinese people. I think they look forward to it because it is the only time in the year that they can come together as families and friends to not only to celebrate and eat, it is also the time of the year where they can collect money from their families.
I have heard of the Chinese New Year from a few friends, mostly Chinese friends, and then later on from a few friends, like D included, like we just hang out and we heard about it. So that's also how I knew how they celebrated. I heard it's somewhere around the middle of the year in our usual year. I'm just not sure exactly when. I still don't know much about it, like I'm not too familiar about it to be confident enough to say why or what time or like what year, because they have Year of the Pigs, but I'm still not familiar with when or what year the Chinese New Year is.
So growing up as a kid, I've heard of Chinese New Year's. I just knew that it was an important season or time of the year for them because in the Chinese culture, they welcome in a new year. They pop fireworks to chase away the bad spirits. Just a time for them to get together as families, honor their ancestors, and just have like really good food. I guess what I've heard of in Chinese New Year's is they have different animals that I guess represent a season or time that you were born. But yeah, that's kind of all that I know about it.
So, have I heard of Chinese New Year? Yes, I have heard about Chinese New Year. It's widely celebrated in my country, in Malaysia. It's a festival where families gather together. It's also known as the Lunar New Year. It's mostly celebrated by the Chinese community. And it's a really fun holiday where they have the chance to play fireworks and receive what we call ang pao, which is money. I think that's so awesome that they get money. And it's also a family gathering, basically. So yeah, that's what I know about Chinese New Year.
Yes, I have heard about the Chinese New Year. The first time I heard about this was on my mission. This is the time where Chinese people get together to celebrate this. Remember their ancestors, also worship their deities. They make a lot of variety of dishes, really yummy dishes. Something to do with the moon and new calendar, just like their new year.
Have I heard of the Chinese New Year? Who would have thought that in Tahiti, it is something that is pretty big actually. We celebrate that season every single year. We would see a lot of red lanterns hanging everywhere in the shops and the markets. There would even be the dragon dancing that would pass around schools. And also in some markets where they are allowed to, we would see people dressed up in red with the Chinese outfits. And also there would be a lot of Chinese food, but especially mooncakes, which I am not a big fan of. But it is something that we look forward to every single year because it is very festive and it is pretty fun.
Okay, hi, my name is Galvin. Have I heard of Chinese New Year? Yes, I have. I'm a Chinese guy born and raised in Singapore, so we celebrate it every year. What do I know about it? Okay, basically, for Chinese people, we have our version of the calendar. So this is a festival celebrating our New Year on that calendar. Chinese New Year is a festival where you get to spend time with a lot of your family members. You go visiting a lot. There'll be a lot of goodies. And one of the best part of it is the red packets, where married couples, they will be giving singles red packets as a meaning of well-being. So I'll be ending this off with one of our favorite saying, 恭喜发财,红包拿来,没有红包,我给你black eye. And Toriel will be translating that. Thank you.
So I have heard of Chinese New Year before. It's a really big cultural thing for me. It marks the beginning of a new year in the lunar cycle. And you may have heard the story of the mythical beast called the Nian, which means year in Chinese, and how it would terrorize the village and eat their children. But a man put up red paper and shot off fireworks, scaring the Nian away because it was afraid of the color red and also of loud noises. And that's kind of why people put up like red paper on the doorways and shoot fireworks and even hongbao, which is basically red pockets with money. Now, I heard the story when I was pretty young, and it's been quite a while since I've thought about it, but I mostly think of Chinese New Year as a time to reconnect with my family and wish them a happy new year. Because my family and my relatives are pretty scattered across the world, we haven't come together in a long time, so we don't usually have a feast, but I love video calling my grandpa on that day. I think of the day that, for me, it's not so much about another new year passing, but it's a time to celebrate my culture, and especially a time to show respect to my elders and to just think about my family, whether they're really far or really near.
Aha! So what do you guys think of that?
Wow, I thought it was very, very good. Like, I really like the last response where it mentioned that Chinese New Year is not just a time where you get money and eat a lot of good food, but it was a really good time for us to be with our family, get to know them more, and it's a really good opportunity.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people really explained what Chinese New Year is, and it really defeats the purpose of both of us being here. Just so you guys know, I'm also Chinese. But a lot of them did talk about culturally and traditionally what we did, you know, during Chinese New Year. If you don't know Deidre, and you know whatever the information that was conveyed earlier about Chinese New Year, well, now you know. That's how we celebrated, and the mythical stories that you heard as well. It's all part of what we learned growing up, right, Enoch?
Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah,
I guess it shows that's like how famous it is as well. Like, even though people don't know much about it, at least you know they heard about it. They have an idea of it.
I mean, there's a Chinese right in the beginning of the word, and then New Year right next to it. So I at least assume people will know, you know, we celebrate a year or something.
Yeah, like some rural, like remote areas who are like, well.
Yeah, that's for sure.
There was one part of the recording that was speaking in Chinese. Remember, he said he asked you to translate it.
Oh yeah, you should translate it. Go ahead.
So just so you guys know, my Mandarin is very butchered. It's not that good, but I can still communicate. I can still listen. Same as Cantonese as well. So basically, Galvin, he said his name earlier in the recording. He said, first, 恭喜发财, he means Happy New Year or have a good prosperity in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then he said 红包拿来 means give me red packets.
Yeah.
And basically,
yes,
he followed on saying like, if you don't give me red packets, I'll give you
give
a black
eye.
If you didn't catch on his English, you know. But what Galvin said specifically is that, you know, that's what we do in Chinese New Year. Like, I mean, do you do that in Hong Kong?
Yeah, totally. Well? Yeah. So, like, whenever we talk to elderly people and we want the red packets, we would say some kind of like what Galvin said, like some blessings, like some words of blessings. For example, we would say in Cantonese, we would say 身体健康, 青春常住. 身体健康 is like wish you have a good health.
Yep.
青春常住 is like, oh, hope you will always be that young, that beautiful, like kind of like that feeling. We would say different kinds of blessings before we get the red packet.
True. Yeah.
Gosh, you gotta earn that.
Yeah, you gotta earn it. You gotta say some compliments. Yeah.
No, I say a lot of sweet words, you know, so that the older people can feel young and give you money. It's ironic, okay, though. Yeah, go ahead.
I have some questions for you guys, because like the people, I mean, I'm not Chinese, yeah, but there's still like a lot of things I'm still uncertain about. So for you guys, when does the preparation for Chinese New Year begin for you?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's a good question.
You can
you want to go first? Why
are you asking me? I'm the host.
Okay. Well, I can go. I can go first. So we would usually prepare 2 weeks ahead before Chinese New Year. What my parents would do is they would actually get a ton of cash ready, because they need to give red packets, right? And usually the banks, they will run out of cash really, well, not run out of cash, but a lot of people will go and get cash. So you have to be early, you have to go get enough cash, get enough red packet envelopes, and you also have to kind of like buy flowers and food, just getting ready for Chinese New Year.
Yeah. That's one of the core parts of Chinese New Year, especially because, you know, all the older people. I feel bad for saying that, but
older people.
The married ones. Uh-huh. So they need to give red packets as part of the tradition. And not only that, I'm sure all of you would know that some know or might not know that we have to do spring cleaning.
Yes,
right before before Chinese the week of Chinese New Year. So we had to clean in order to
thoroughly clean your house.
So that we can bring the luck in.
In Hong Kong, we have a saying. This is what we say. We say, Lin Ya Ba Sai La Tan. And what it means is a certain day in a year is called Lin Ya Ba. And Sai La Tan, it means like clean up and
the mess.
Clean up the mess, get rid of all the bad things in your house, and bring in fortune into your home.
Yeah, there's a lot of preparation right before Chinese New Year week, and that's why we do it. And it's weird though, because we don't do it because we want to, but because of conspiracy theories.
Huh? What?
It's kind of like myths.
It's a myth.
Yeah. It's just a
wait, is it like
cultural
taboo stuff?
Well,
not, it's like not even a taboo. It's just like a cultural thing that we do. Like,
yeah,
no one says you actually have to do it that day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a thing that we follow.
Yeah, it's just something that we brought up and we have no choice but to do it. which is a good excuse if you think about it. You know, we have an excuse to say, okay, it's week before Chinese New Year, I can start painting my walls or fences.
Getting or ready.
Or like in part of our culture, for some reason, we have to buy new clothes.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it's always
and
fun.
You would buy red clothes. Yeah, especially for some reason. Red clothes.
Why is the color red so important?
To Chinese people, there are colors that it's kind of like has a good meaning to it, or it's like, like means fortune. And that color is red. So whenever it's Chinese New Year, everyone would wear red. The whole street would be red. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. I like to tell a story about that, but one of our friends already sent a recording on that, like why we wear red or why we decorate our red lanterns and why we use red packets instead. It's because to scare away the Nian.
Yeah.
And it's a dragon. It's a lion.
It's a mythical monster. Creature. It's yeah.
We do it just to scare away the monster so that we don't have to, you know, deal with him or her. I don't know what's the gender from harassing the Chinese people traditionally.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I see.
Now you know, Deidre.
Yes, really know.
Yeah, and if I can add also, people would also have these, it's kind of like a poster.
Oh, yes.
It's like red rectangular poster that they put on, like at the door.
Oh, yeah.
And it usually
has some
Chinese characters on top of it. And those are actually, that's also like another way that we celebrate Chinese New Year. We write down sayings that are good or that are like, that bring prosperity to our home. And we place them outside of our house. Yeah.
Is there any other decorations that you guys will put up for Chinese New Year?
Enoch mentioned about flowers. So I think something that's very culturally common is that we get cherry blossoms.
Yeah, cherry blossoms.
Oh, cherry blossoms.
We get cherry blossoms. And I was searching, so I was seeing some of the pictures. I can show Terrell and you guys too. And it's actually called 水仙花.
Oh, we never bring this, but okay.
And what it is, I was searching, like, because I don't know what the English is, like, for a long time. And it actually is called daffodil.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
And it's a bunch of daffodil. And we put it in our house, and it smells really good.
Yes, I agree with that. I don't know about this, but is there a cultural reason why we bring daffodil, cherry blossom, or whatnot?
I have no idea. I just know we do it.
You don't question your parents and grandparents.
We just follow.
I wonder if we're gonna do the same thing once we get older.
Get older, have our family. Yeah, maybe.
Hopefully, yeah. If I remember. Okay.
So for you guys, since you've been away from your family, how have you celebrated Chinese New Year?
Ooh, wow. Now that you asked that.
Of course, I gotta ask the good questions.
Well, I just know like I've been in Hawaii for this long and I celebrate it with friends. And funny enough, I'm not married, obviously, but last year we had an activity.
Oh, I was in that activity.
Yeah, you were in an activity too, yeah. We were giving out red packets instead of like giving out money. Well, one of them was a gift card. So if one of you guys got the red packet, it means you're really lucky. But the others is just services. So
yeah, I got that.
But yeah, one of the ways that we did is just celebrate with friends culturally and telling them what it feels like to celebrate that celebration, and more importantly to have food, and only just food. We have the yi sang.
I remember. Yes.
Or lo sang in Cantonese also.
Lo sang.
Yes. So what about you, Enoch? Like, how did you celebrate Chinese New Year while you were here in Hawaii?
Well, in Hawaii, I don't really remember what I did, but I remember whenever it's Chinese New Year, I would go to town in Honolulu.
Oh, yeah, Chinatown.
And we would go and eat dim sum.
Oh, yes.
And dim sum, like whenever I eat dim sum, that really reminds me of like Hong Kong and the culture of Hong Kong and like Chinese New Year. So yeah, that's what I would do like when I want to celebrate Chinese New Year.
Great way to celebrate it.
I remember when I was in Hawaii, what I missed was listening to fireworks during Chinese New Year and the lion dance. I missed the lion dance when I was there. I love seeing the lion dance. There's one family that we're close to, a Chinese family here.
Yeah.
And every Chinese New Year, we were invited to their house. He always has this open house. He'll have the lion dance come over and they will of course, perform, and then they have so much food. The only thing I didn't know how to greet them, I'll just say, ah, gong xi fa
chai. Oh, you nailed it, though, just so you know.
Yeah, very good.
I think that's because you live in Malaysia, like, a long time, and you've seen,
like, I guess,
or heard most
I
of
guess.
Us say it, so. And in TV commercials as well, so you can, What about you, Deidre? Like, not in Hawaii, but you can answer if you're in Hawaii. But, like, mm-hmm. in Malaysia itself, you know, for people who don't know, like, you yourself, did you celebrate Chinese New Year, like, either with your friends or family and so forth?
Well, besides what I said earlier, I'll go to that open house. I do visit, sometimes I'll have some friends that will visit, and then, of course, it's all about the food, go and eat. We'll visit my dad's friends who are Chinese, we'll go to their house, they'll be chit-chatting, the adults will be chit-chatting, the kids are one side eating all the snacks like pineapple tart, peanut cookies. Yes. Wow. Then the old grandmas and all will be one side watching TV, like their favorite Chinese shows during Chinese New Year.
Yeah, it's a very classic thing to do, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah. Then, night, of course, the firecrackers.
Ah, yes.
Ah, firecrackers. Oh, yes.
Those are fun. That's always fun.
Yes. And then in the malls, the shopping malls, you'll see the lion dance. They'll go to like specific shops if people hire them, and they'll perform. So nice.
That's cool. But let me ask the most important question right here. Did you receive a red packet?
Oh, of course.
Do you feel very happy after getting it?
Bro, I want to remain single for as long as I can.
That's me too. Like, I don't want to get married. I want to get red packets forever.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
You basically get free money. Oh my
God. So my sister is 30-ish. I won't reveal her age.
Well, 30-ish, that's already enough context, I guess.
Yeah, so my sister's a piano teacher, and most of her students are Chinese students. Every single Chinese New Year, my sister is so lucky, each of her students' moms will give her a red packet.
Wow.
And it's so like, lucky. Oh, they're giving her, like, they're giving her fees, like, you know, oh, for teaching a student. Like, yeah, here's your monthly fee, but then here's your red packet.
Wow. Wait. Now that I thought about it, it's basically getting tips in Malaysia.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You're getting tips.
And well, I'm like, dang.
It's insane.
That's my favorite part about Chinese New Year.
Well, aren't you glad you're living in Malaysia then?
I guess, but of course, with the lockdown, yeah, there's not much going on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Another year, unable to get red packets. Well, for me, I can't get it because I'm in Hawaii. Unless, like, you know, some Chinese just came to me like, hey, I know you're Chinese. Let me give you a red packet. And I'm like, okay.
Well, go I'm not just and visit all your Chinese.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do if I have that time. But but honestly, I'm not just going to say, oh, like, okay, thank you. But yes, I have to say some sweet things.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think I'll crash some Chinese families this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chinese New Year, and say, hey, 恭喜发财.
Yes,
but what about you guys? What's your favorite part about Chinese New Year?
So my favorite part of Chinese New Year, especially in Hong Kong, is we would go to a New Year market.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. And what we would do inside is we would buy different like flowers. There's like a lot of different food. It's basically like a night market, but like in Hong Kong. It only happens in New Year. And what we would do, me and my family, we would actually wait to the last day of the New Year market. And we would wake up super early, like 4 or 5 a.m. And then we'll go to this market and then we'll get like a lot of things because it's usually all like discounted stuff.
Oh,
and
yes,
it's like,
yes.
It's like really, really, like we get a bargain like when we go over there. So we'll all often like buy flowers, buy gifts, and then we'll go to our grandparents' home and they will give them. And yeah, it's always a good experience like shopping in the New Year market.
Yeah, at the very last day, it's probably the best clearance deals that you'll ever get, of course.
Yeah.
Well, for my favorite part, I feel like I just love spending time with my cousins and of course my family. Most of my cousins, at least, they are the same age as me, or just around that age. So we're able to relate, celebrate together, play cards, karaoke.
Oh,
yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah. We're very blessed because we're around the same age. So that's why we feel like we can still be friends, still be relatable, and then just celebrate it together.
Yeah, do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, and then it goes the same thing with my aunt and uncles, with my mom as well. They just you know, have fun playing mahjong together. Oh, yeah, that's another mahjong thing that everyone does in Chinese New Year.
Yeah, yeah, mahjong.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just a fun day to celebrate. Like, besides getting the red packets, sometimes the true meaning of it is just spending time with your family. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very funny that I talked to about this with my other friend the other day. I don't know if it's especially for Chinese culture, but we are always giving ourselves an excuse to have a celebration together.
With our family.
Yeah, with our family, like whether it be weddings,
yeah,
or like certain traditions, or like funerals, the other
yeah,
way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For some reason, you can tell yourself or give yourself an excuse to gather together at this time, which is a good thing to be mindful of. Like, you know, maybe it's a good time to bond together. But if you think about it, can you just use other times as well to, you know, gather together with your family and spend time? Wouldn't it be nicer that way instead of just waiting the whole year
to go to their house during that day?
Mm. Yeah, exactly. But either way, I love the celebration, and it's something that still holds a special feeling to me all throughout the year. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, like even for me, I only meet some of my cousins and some of my relatives just on that day, like in Chinese New Year. And I think that we could actually meet more often, not only like just Chinese New Year. Like,
yeah,
I totally agree with what you were trying to say.
Mm, I bet. But I think it's good though that you guys really take it so as a really important day, a really special day, that no matter where you are, you will try to find a way back home.
Yes.
Especially for Chinese New Year. So that's good. Okay. I did want to ask you guys though, what would you say to people who are not familiar with Chinese New Year? Like, what should they avoid doing on Chinese New Year?
Ooh. It's pretty hard, honestly, to think about it.
Well, if I could go first, I would say,
of course,
avoid wearing white
or black
clothes during that time, because those are colors that Chinese people do not like, especially traditional Chinese people. It kind of gives them the feeling of you're going to a funeral or like someone's like going to pass away. So avoid wearing black or white clothes.
Mm.
Yeah, that's one.
I see.
This is more of a joke, but either way, just do it for the sake of cleanliness. So we talked about how we clean before Chinese New Year, right? The week of Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And then during Chinese New Year itself, for some reason, we can't clean. And for the sake of it, it's because we don't want to sweep away our luck or our prosperity, you know? But it's like saying like, oh, our luck disappears straight away after when we clean certain things that's in our house. I'm like, I mean, if it's not clean, you might as well just clean it, right? But but it's part of a cultural tradition that we do it. So make sure if it's a very strict culturally Chinese family, traditional family, you probably don't want to pick up your rubbish and just leave it there, I guess.
Oh, I see.
If not, you're sweeping away their luck. So don't sweep away our luck. You know, when we play cards or mahjong, somehow our luck disappears. It's because we clean.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any other thing people should avoid doing or saying or something?
I can't really think of anything else. Maybe if I could add, maybe whenever you eat with Chinese people, try to let the elderly people eat first.
This is
a general thing. Like, it doesn't have to be only in Chinese New Year, but you definitely should show your respect to the elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
Let them eat first. Talk to them. Show your respect to them. I think that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that usually shows how you respect people's culture and tradition in general. Like, people in Chinese culture, like race for me, not race, culturally speaking, they were taught to respect the elderly, the one that's higher than them, grandma, grandpa, or far away aunt and uncles, say that their uncle name or auntie name. So similar to that is that you can't just say their first name like in America.
Yeah, you got to say their official, like your relationship to that person.
Yes, exactly.
There's a lot of terms for that,
too many terms think Malaysia, we simplified it too much, but it's also a way of showing respect, so it's still culturally active in terms of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think I saw a documentary about this before. that there are singles, like people who are single, they hired fake boyfriends or girlfriends to take home.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Well, that's probably more of like China. I've heard of mainland Chinese
that
people.
One was in China,
like
yeah.
Because every time that they go to, like whenever it's Chinese New Year, they would have to visit their grandparents or their relatives. Uh-huh. And their relatives will always ask you, oh, are you married yet? Do you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? And usually if they want to like avoid any like awkwardness like in their conversation, they would usually like kind of hire a boyfriend or hire a girlfriend just to spend like the day with their family.
Okay, now that you talked about that, now I realize it. It's weird. We meet each other at family every year and then they always ask this question like, do you have a girlfriend yet? Do you have a boyfriend yet? Are you getting married? Are you having kids? I understand. Yes. I understand we don't see each other every year, but it gives some sort of pressure. I'm like,
why are you
asking me? Why are you asking me these questions when you're telling me to focus on career or focus in school? But yet you're still asking me relationship questions.
Totally. Oh.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
But yeah, I think that's a real thing in China, for sure.
I remember I was watching it. I was like, dang, there must be like a huge pressure on these people to do all that to that extent.
But we learn to grow and sometimes to not go to Chinese New Year to visit certain families for certain reasons because they'll have a follow-up question after that.
Oh, man. Good times, though.
Good times indeed. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I love Chinese New Year.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about this, but shall we get to another little segment for this episode, Terrell?
Yes, this is the final segment before we conclude our podcast. But we're going to play a quick quiz.
I'm going to fail at this.
No, it's okay. The questions are pretty simple because I only thought about this at last minute. So we're going to be fine either way. And it's pretty funny. Hope you guys will enjoy our quiz here today. And are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Scared.
Okay, at first it was just Chinese New Year myths, but now I'm just going to ask these questions out. So audience, if you want to answer these questions as well, feel free to do so in the comments down below. Or just so you guys know, it's a multiple choice question, so you can still pick.
It's multiple choice.
Yes, yes, yes. So you don't have to answer out loud.
Okay.
But I'll give you like choices. Okay, first question. Why do we wear red or use red packets or use red lanterns and such? A, to scare away nosy neighbors. B, scare away the monsters, or Nian. Or C, scare ourselves because we didn't file our own taxes.
I would choose A.
You're
just scaring away the noise. I'm just kidding. No.
I wanted to
see.
Tax season, guys.
Yeah, tax season in America.
For sure. Definitely B, for sure.
Yeah.
B, yes,
yeah,
B.
Okay. Man,
I just learned
so
this earlier.
Yeah,
hey,
now
I
you know.
I paid attention.
That's good. Well, you guys are correct. That answer is B. Second question. Why do we say 恭喜发财 or 恭喜发财? Is it A, to become a crazy Asian? Or B, to become rich or to make money and prosperity? Or C, to become more wise in making decisions?
Ooh.
Hmm.
I would choose A. I want to be a crazy rich Asian.
Crazy and rich. What about you, Deidre?
I mean, I wouldn't want to pick A, but yeah. But is it?
It's probably.
Is it B?
B.
Isn't it about wealth? Isn't
you are correct.
There you go.
To become rich or to make money.
Yeah,
there we go. We're not married, so we can't give you money, but I'm okay.
Okay.
Third question. Why can you not clean in Chinese New Year? Is it A, sweeps away our knowledge? Or is it B, sweeps away our luck? Or is it C, sweeps away our uncles and aunties for bugging us to get married?
Wow. Hey, if A was the answer, man, I would have told that to like when I was back in the dorms.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of doing clean checks, I'll be like, sorry, actually,
I can't do
away
it,
my knowledge.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. We can totally do that in the Hallows. But yeah, definitely B.
Yes, B.
Wow, so smart.
Aunties and uncles, though.
Well, it's a life experience, so that's why that's an option. Well, you guys are correct. The answer is B, sweeps away our luck.
Mm.
Final question. We didn't emphasize this a lot, but it's about Yisang. So what is the significance of Yisang? So Yisang is coordinated with a lot of things we say before we... I don't even know how to explain this by us speaking. So you, there's the Yisang that contains salmon and a lot of other vegetables as well.
Oh, yes,
and then
yes.
you just pull the salmon and all the vegetables up and down, and then you say certain words. And
oh, yeah.
Yes. And in part of the quiz, I'm going to ask you if this is part of the Yisang things we say. Is it A, every year have fish? Or is it B, green radish forever?
Radish forever?
Or is it C, abundance every year?
Wait, your question was what?
Which words are the significance of Yisang?
Oh. I think I know what it is. But I'll let Deidre answer this first.
The radish, though, that was so...
It's so odd.
Yeah, it's very tempting to choose that answer, huh?
I know, right?
Very tempting. Very tempting.
I do like radish, but it's C, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's C. Is it?
Well, food-wise, yes, but you guys are wrong.
Really?
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, I should have picked the radish.
I did not know that.
So,
wow.
In Mandarin, the first answer, every year have fish, would be similar to the answer B, because in Yisang, we would say 年年有余. So it means... In one part, every year we have fish.
Uh-huh.
But in another part, means abundance every year. Fun fact. And it's okay, it's hard. Or maybe it's just me giving a horrible question for you guys to answer. But yes, that is all for the questions. Good job, guys, for answering the quiz.
Thank you.
Those were fun questions,
yeah.
Still.
Yeah, I hope you guys became more Chinese after today, especially you. And of course, Enix already Chinese. But
more Chinese.
And also the audience. Hopefully you guys enjoy all of the quiz that I prepared last minute.
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, Enix, how are you feeling about this episode now?
Yeah, so far I really enjoyed it. Like when we talked about like Chinese New Year, that made me realize that, wow, I should really get started like preparing for Chinese New Year here in Hawaii. So
yeah,
thank you guys for having me over here.
Oh, no worries.
Of course.
You are the right guest to bring in, that's why.
Yeah, for sure. But how are you going to celebrate for this year then?
I think I'm going to probably buy some new clothes.
Oh, okay, yep.
Oh, yes.
And probably going to go to
Chinatown
black
or white
and
clothes.
Get some dim sum, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. I want some dumplings.
Ooh, you can get that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
you can, of course. Only Deidre has a bigger opportunity to do so.
It's just I hope no one else tries to get my number again after I order food.
Hopefully not.
That's
if not,
so
you
awkward.
Can just ghost them.
Yeah. But wait, one more question, guys.
Okay.
So help me out. What should I greet people when I visit them for Chinese New Year?
Well, the first and obvious one, you can just say, 恭喜发财.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 恭喜发财.
And then like, you know, can follow along.
Let me think of a good one that you can say.
Okay.
So...
Either Mandarin or Cantonese.
Either Mandarin or Cantonese? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say this. Siu hao shen hai. Can you try to say that? Siu hao shen hai.
Siu
hao.
Hao.
Shen.
Shen.
Hai.
Hai.
And what this means in Chinese, in Mandarin, is xiao kou chang kai. And what it means is they always have a smiling face. So it's like a good way to
Are you sure you guys are not tricking me, are you?
No.
I mean, you can just say it and see what their reaction is.
Yeah.
If they give you a really...
Maybe say it to a grumpy person.
or you could say like san tai kin hong. That is like
that's easy.
That's like the easiest one and the one everyone says.
Yes.
San tai kin hong. San tai kin hong.
San tai is body and kin hong is healthy. Yeah, so have a healthy body.
Okay.
Have a good health.
Nice. Thank you for teaching me, guys.
Well, now
You're
you
welcome.
Know what to say in the next 2 weeks.
Let me go around if we're all wearing masks or whatever.
And get red packets off of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go to the Chinese market. Auntie, san hai, what?
San hai, kin hong.
Kin hong.
Yeah.
San hai, kin hong.
Very good.
Then you're like, ooh.
Wow, good chance.
And then they'll start speaking full on Cantonese, and I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't speak.
Well, there you have it, friends and family. This is our episode of our Chinese New Year special.
Yes, ooh, so fun.
Yeah, and then we just want to wish you a happy Chinese New Year. And hopefully whatever you learned here today has helped you to become more Chinese and to say more nice idioms to your friends and family who are Chinese as
get
well.
Get to know the culture better.
Yes, sure. Definitely. Well, any departing word, Enoch?
I would say something final. Happy Chinese New Year. Hopefully see you guys in the future soon.
Yes, and also 恭喜发财 and 恭喜发财. And Deidre, use your new words that you learned.
Bro, I just forgot it.
It's fine. Well, 恭喜发财. And we hope you have a happy new year for sure.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Take care.
For listening.
Yes. Please be sure to tune in to our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So we'll definitely see you soon. Have a wonderful day. Catch you later. And this has been
DT Talks.